A terrible famine hit the land, as it happened before in Abraham's time. So Isaac moved to Gerar, where Amalek, king of the Philistines, lived. The Lord appeared to Isaac and said, "Do not go down to Egypt, but do as I say. Live here as a foreigner in this land, and I will be here with you, and I will bless you. With these words I confirm that I will give you all these lands to you and your descendants." In this series about rethinking life, rethinking the way we see life situations and how we react to it, today I want to talk to you about a word that is very important and that will be presented every time we have to rethink, reflect, meditate, observe, and make decisions, especially when our eyes are open and we realize that many of the things we do are not correct. To realize that in the end, we did so many things and not picking up anything, and it becomes frustrating. This happens very often, and we believe that the things we do will produce results because we think that in this case, but it turns out that this is not the case. When we do things outside of God and what He has said, outside of what is God's order, most likely will end up tired without reaping any fruit. This word that I want to talk to you about is the word changes. My loved ones, friends, in life, changes are required. You know, the Bible teaches that God renews His mercies with us, each and one of us, every day. Every morning that dawns, and when we open our eyes, we can realize that God's mercy has been renewed because, one, we have been forgiven, and two, we have been placed in a new awakening. Every time God renews His mercy, He reminds us that yesterday was left behind and that today something new is about to happen. That is called change. Many times, we do not like changes. And personally, I believe that when there are difficulties, the changes are presented. When there are crises, the changes are present. As I said to you right now, unfortunately, we do not like changes because we are easy to accommodate to what this life placed us according to what we had to live. That is how we accommodated ourselves. And although we complain all the time, we are already accommodating ourselves to such an extent that we repeat over and over again that saying, "It's better now bad than good to know." Unfortunately, when we settle, we leave to see what God wants us to see, and we plunge into a cube statue. We stay there in a comfort zone that has nothing, and where we spend our lives. Then we stop dreaming, we stop believing, we stop focusing on the purpose that God has established for us, and we adapt to what the world implemented in us. Hatred, misery, pain, or perhaps the life that you lead. How are you living it? What is your basis to say, "I have to change this," or "I have to improve this," "I have to do this," or in another way, simply the knowledge that we have what life implemented in us? And if life has been hard, you are going to take a hard position. If in life it hasn't gone well, you are going to take the wrong position. That is why, as I spoke to you in yesterday's devotional, the importance of vision, that our eyes need to be open to be able to see how God sees and see things in reality as He must see them. Do you remember the blind man? The first thing that Jesus did, He came into his life, was to return his sight. And things cannot be fixed if we do not realize what needs to be fixed. Then we need the vision. And the vision will produce changes. That is, move from one position to another. Changes must be sought. We must long for them, although they often make us uncomfortable, but they are necessary. We will always stop observing what God has for us if we stay in the same position as before. And yes, it makes each day His mercies new. I cannot stay with what happened yesterday and try to live it today. Today there is a new opportunity, and therefore I have to leave behind what remains behind and extend myself to what is ahead. As the word says, each day requires a high degree of faith and understanding. Each season that is presented to us, we have to face it in a different way than last season. And perhaps today you need to start rethinking how you are seeing things or how you are doing them. There are times when you have to change the strategy. But it's good when the change, my beloved friend, when the change is not guided by us, but led by God. And that is where I want to enter with this advice. Because when the changes are produced by us, my beloved friends, when we are the ones who change, and there is no change inside given by God, things will remain the same. Today, I want to tell you about a man named Isaac. This man learned to listen to the voice of God and learned to understand, to realize that it's the most important thing in the middle of each season. And I tell you because in Genesis chapter 26, the Bible mentions in this man that a hunger visited all over the land. There was a time of drought, of shortage, of famine. And many began to focus, to look towards the place where they could find food. And that is normal, right? You need to feed yourself. You need to feed your family. Then a lot of people, if they begin to look towards Egypt, it was a place where there was abundance. Isaac was also going to make the same decision, forgetting the promise that God had given him. And when they arrived at that place, Jeor, in addition to being hungry, it was a place where the land did not produce. Not only were the people fleeing from Jeor, and they did not want to stay there because of the famine that was attacking the whole world, but because the land did not produce. And when Isaac arrived at this place, God said, "Stay there. Stay in Jeor." And this really catches my attention, because when you don't listen to the voice of God, you become unfocused. And you begin to listen to everything that this world begins to offer you. Changes are that deviates from the plan. Most likely deviates from the purpose. God's purpose is good. But not everything that seems good is part of God's purpose. And there is where we must have wisdom to learn, to see, to be focused on what God has for us. Because otherwise, the situations that appear to us, while they appear good to us, we will choose and end up regretting. There is nothing worse than living outside of what God has designated for us. To live outside of His purpose, of His goodness, of His plan for us, there is the true life. And all life you have been living as you wanted. All life you have been living as you thought. All your life you wanted to do that. Forgive my expression. What you feel like. And in the end, that has resulted that you have been taken out. Today, this pandemic has shown us that we are nothing. It has shown us how weak we are. And I will say again and again, today we need to return to God. Trying to live life our way is trying to live a limited life with limited knowledge. But living life under authority, under the order of God, is really living in abundance. Therefore, Isaac did what God told him. And he sat there. Now, his eyes saw drought. His eyes saw, and his ears received bad news. Today, perhaps we are wrapped in bad news. Bad news is visiting us everywhere, my beloved friends. It's something that we cannot avoid, but we can choose is who we listen to. If we stay with the bad news, or if we're really going to listen to the voice of God, who tells us, in the middle of everything, stay firm. It's not the time to throw in the towel. It's necessary for you to begin to rethink life. As we have been reacting to circumstances, that is the way God has wanted it, or how we opt, because we let ourselves go and we let ourselves be influenced. It's there where we have to think and meditate. Isaac didn't let himself go. He listened. And when listening, the seed that he had, perhaps the last one used, it to plant it in that land. To get there, Isaac had to make decisions and move. And there are times when you have to make real decisions, or you stay with the same thing, or we make the decision to get up, believe the Lord, and move forward. And this requires changes. This reminds me, like when Jesus arrives and finds his friend Lazarus, who had already died. I don't know if you can remember that moment, right? Lazarus had died. And when Jesus arrives, Martha leaves to say, "If you had been here, my brother would have not died. But what does Jesus say to her? "Martha, I have not told you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God. Your brother will rise again." She said, "Well, if I believe it at some point in future time, I know that he can resurrect." She said to him, "No, I am the now. I am the one. I am the resurrection and the life. The one that believes in me, although dead, that person will live." Do you believe it, Martha? And you know what Martha did? "Of course, Lord, I believe it." "Ready then, remove the stone, Martha." When Martha sends the door to roll, Jesus said these words, "And he who was dead comes out of the grave walking. While he was dead, and I had not received the word, Lazarus, I was lying in that place. It was all over. But when Jesus spoke the word, Lazarus lived again." And to get out of the cave, he had to change his position. Maybe he was lying down and he had to get up. When God gives you a word, when God gives you an order, when God gives you a word, strengthen your faith. And the next thing that comes in action, the next thing that comes is to change your position. You can't hear a word from God and stay in that place. You need to change, and you need to do it. You need to be guided by the Holy Spirit to yearn for changes. It's to move towards what God wants us to do. And it's there where we walk in true victory. Changes, not moved by emotion, but by his word. Isaac heard the word and moved from that place. He stayed there. His life changed. His family's too. But only by faith could they understand. And they could see, hoping that in the place where others have failed, God was going to make them prosper. That in that place where others could not grow, they were going to grow, because the promise included, "I will be with you and I will bless you." Perhaps what you are experiencing today is not to your liking. It has brought changes. But believe that those changes will be for good. God is still working. Don't reject. Don't fight against what God is doing. Let him show you. Let him guide you. Let him lead you. You will walk in victory. Be patient. Please wait a little longer. Do not despair. In Egypt, there is no solution. You can go to Egypt and perhaps you will live from day to day. But if you live, and if your changes are a product of what God has told you, then you will not live from day to day. God himself will sustain you. I hope you can understand me. And this is the moment, a crucial moment to make decisions. Egypt represents the world and what the world offers, for whom you choose today, for what the world is offering you, or perhaps what God has determined for you. Take a good look at how you are going to choose. Take a good look at how you are going to reframe today. Today is a day of changes. Let the Holy Spirit guide you. Father, Thank you for your words. Thank you for these 17 minutes. Thank you for your fidelity. And thank you because through your word you teach us. We are blessed with every word we can receive. Thank you because today you have taught us that changes are necessary because, Father, today I know that it's a day of changes, but it's also a day of good news, Lord, that we do not run away anymore. And in facing what is presented to us today, we can do it in your name and know that with you, Jesus, we are more than conquerors. In the name of Jesus, amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. Remember that God always arrives just in time. He invites you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Just in Time Devotionals. Blessings.